Archers for the week 29th of June to the 4th of July 2003.
Fallon's been getting into the Glastonbury experience.
Fallon. Fallon, wake up. Come on, it's late.
No, get off, go away.
Come on, we've got to open up the stall.
Go away, leave me alone.
Fallon.
Oh, I don't feel well.
Please, you can't do this to me. Come on, Fallon.
I think that's clean enough. Well, clearly. Where's the bridle?
You've got it.
Oh, so I have. And you better put the stirrups back.
Mum, please don't get stressed. You're making me feel nervous.
Well, I did suggest you did all this last night.
Okay, how's it going?
Oh, she's still cleaning her tack.
It's cool. We're nearly ready.
Good. You want me to hitch up the box, will you?
But we'll do mine, darling.
No trouble. Just wish I could come with you.
Yes, well...
I want to see my daughter win a rosette.
Don't say that. It's bad luck.
Come on, you and Spearmint will be fine. Where you've been jumping him lately.
I wish someone was coming to see me.
Up with there, darling. But Adam couldn't help having a cricket match.
Now, I've got to be around to meet this student who's coming for the harvest.
Okay.
But I'm still hoping to join you later.
It doesn't matter if you don't win anything. As long as you have a good
time. I know. Well, I want to do both.
Oh, well, that's great, Ed. That's terrific. What were you two on last night? Great PR for the store, you throwing up everywhere.
Well, I got out of the bag, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Here, grab a pan and give me a hand with this.
Oh.
Come on, you fry up some bangers, I'll do the falafel.
You've got to be joking.
So you're just going to sit there?
Give me a few minutes.
Great. So it's all down to me just for a change.
Oh, stop moaning.
Well, what help were you? You disappeared for most of yesterday, you've hardly done any work at all. You left it all to me and Fallon.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, the use you've been, you needn't have bothered. Kirsty, hi.
Not too early, am I?
Early?
Breakfast?
Oh, yeah, what would you like?
Ooh, just a bun and a sausage would be great.
Yeah, sure, if you just hang on. We're a tiny bit behind ourselves this morning.
No rush.
Ed, open a packet of Baps, will you?
Oh,
Ed.
No.
Ed, where are you?
I'm going to the toilet.
Just can't get the stuff these days, huh?
So, how's things?
Fine. Yeah, busy. What about you? Having a good time?
Yeah, great.
So, you got a last minute ticket?
Yeah, this friend of mine, Gemma, she's gone to Morocco, so I bought her a ticket.
You all on your own?
No, there's a few of us.
Anyone I know?
I don't think so. Rue and Catherine, they're more Gemma's friends, really. I don't know them that well myself.
Oh, right.
So I've been doing my own thing, you know.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Just you and Ed here this morning, is it?
Yeah. Fallon's still crashed out in the tent.
Oh.
Yeah, completely out of it. That's what happens when you mix stuff.
Oh, you okay?
It's hot.
Quick, put your hand in cold water. Here, I'll get the tap running.
It's okay, it's not too bad.
Go on, it'll stop it from blistering. That's it, now leave it there for a few minutes.
The sausages.
Okay, I'll see to those.
Well, can you turn the stove down a bit?
Okay. Where are the Baps?
They're down under the...
I've got them. Butter?
In the fridge. But look, Kirsty...
It's okay. Don't leave room. I can manage.
Darling, well done.
Mum, I totally messed up.
Oh, what do you mean? You got a clear round.
I was so slow. I kept taking the wrong line.
Oh, darling, you did so well. You're through to the jump off.
If I don't do better than that.
Oh, come on. You are marvellous. Both of you. You sailed over that nasty double. No trouble at all.
Oh, yes. All right, Spearmint. It wasn't your fault.
And you've got plenty of time now to the jump off. Let's go and have some lunch, shall we?
Has Dad called?
No, not yet, but I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Thanks a lot, bye. More falafel.
Hold on, I'll sort it.
It's all well, hasn't it? Everything has.
All down to your brilliant marketing.
How's the fingers?
Fine, yeah. Hardly any pain at all now. Hey, look, it's a bit quieter now if you want to...
No, I'm fine. Getting quite into this.
Yeah?
Yeah, it makes a change. It's a great way to meet people, too.
OK, well, it's been really, really good of you. Honestly, you've just about saved my life.
It's been nice. I enjoyed it.
OK, well, let's have a break anyway.
All right.
I'll get us some juice. Mango and pineapple?
Mmm, sounds good to me.
Oh, great. So, you've finally come round, have you?
Yeah, feel a bit better now.
Hi, Fallon.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Me?
Oh, well,
she saw I was stuck here on my own, and she offered to help.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you were crashed out. Ed's disappeared again.
But I told you, I wasn't feeling well.
And you're surprised.
What do you mean?
After what you and Ed shoved down your throats last night.
Oh, he's not still moaning, is he?
Oh, hello. Long queue, was there?
Right?
For the toilets. Well, where else have you been for the last 3 hours?
Just around.
And meanwhile, I'm left here again to do all this on my own.
Well, no, you're not. You've got Kirsty.
Well, she offered. You're the ones who are supposed to be here.
Yeah, well, you're all right, though, weren't you?
It looks okay for me.
And that lets you off, does it?
Come on, you don't have to be so unreasonable.
Unreasonable? Me?
Yeah, you can't expect us to hang around here all day.
All day?
Yeah, we want to have some fun as well.
And what about this rota, remember?
Rota?
That is not fair. I was helping you for hours yesterday.
Hours, yeah, right. I was stuck here for most of the day on my own. I'm still waiting for a chance to go around and...
That's your problem, they're your sausages.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I thought you were all supposed to be sharing.
What's it got to do with you?
Nothing, I was just...
That's a new concept to some of us.
I'll leave it out, Tom.
Okay, well, if that's how you feel, why don't you just...
No, don't worry, I'm going.
Fallon?
This isn't how I thought it would be, Tom. I thought we'd have a laugh, you know, and celebrate my birthday. Didn't know it turned out this way.
Come on, we're wasting time here.
Yeah, we'll see you later, then.
Great.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I suppose I should have seen it coming.
We can still manage between us, can't we?
Huh?
I mean, if you want me to stay and...
Yeah, but don't you want to go and...
No, I don't mind, really. I can't go off and abandon you now, can I?
Come on!
Relax, you're doing well.
One more! Yes!
Oh. And a clear round for our last entry. Alice Aldridge on Spearmint. And the time was 1:42.
Good boy, we did it!
Alice, darling!
Well done. What did I tell you?
Dad, you made it.
Well, I said I'd be here.
Second place.
Oh,
darling, it's wonderful.
First would have been better.
Oh, come on.
Joke, Mum.
Here, you hop off. I'll take him.
Oh, thanks.
You both did so well. Here, darling, let me...
Mum.
Now, that's a real achievement. And against some pretty stiff competition.
We nearly touched the wall, did you see?
You've got over, that's what counts.
And you'll be coming home with that rosette.
But he knew it was so important. He was really trying so hard.
Well, of course he did.
Did you get it on the video, Dad?
Yes, all on here, yeah.
So you can show Adam when you get home.
Oh, I wish Debbie could have seen us.
Well, you can keep it and show it to her too, when she comes home.
Adam's got his own reason to celebrate, just got another 100.
Dad?
Against Borchester Old Boys.
Have you been watching the cricket?
No, I passed Mike Tucker on the green.
Well done, Adam.
Well, it's quite something for an Ambridge player.
I'll take him now, Dad. I'm going to find Naomi.
Okay.
We'll see you at the prize giving.
Makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. She's worked so hard for it.
These talented children of yours.
Well, I knew Adam was good.
I'll tell you what else Mike said.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the girls are all lusting after Adam and his whites.
Really?
Yes. Not least Brenda. He's got quite a little fan club.
These whites do bring out his tan.
See? That son of yours is going to break a few hearts.
There you go.
Oh, great. Thanks. Oh, I've waited a long time for that.
Worth it, though. Think of all those sausages we sold.
Yeah. Feel half as shattered as I do.
Oh. I'm all right. To hang out, go around, see the last few bands.
So I suppose this is where I say what a great team we make.
If you like.
I owe you. I'll try and pay you back sometime.
Don't worry.
No, really. I don't want you to think of... that I always put the business first, you know. Exploiting people, taking you for granted.
Is that some kind of apology?
If you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry how I messed you around. Just a selfish git. Obsessed with my business. Should have thought more about you and been more considerate.
Well, that's nice of you.
No, really, I mean it. I don't blame you for dumping me. I had it coming.
All right. Apology accepted.
Heard from Chapa lately?
Tom?
Okay, sorry, that wasn't fair.
Though, since you ask, no. I haven't.
Oh.
Not that it matters. In fact, it doesn't bother me at all.
No?
No. I'm not as naive as you think. I knew it wouldn't last. Not after you've gone home. I even try to kid myself sometimes, but...
So you're not still secretly pining?
Oh, come on! It was just this bit of fun while he was over here, that's all. It was okay while it lasted, but... He'll be back with his childhood sweetheart now, what's the name? Good luck to them, that's what I say.
And there was me, all this time.
What?
Well, I mean...
Oh, was that you?
Yeah. Fallon. Don't know if it can be...
You best see what she wants.
Bound to be trouble.
What is it?
Oh, she's got to live back home, her and Ed.
Who from?
Don't know, must have blagged it off someone. Well, that's okay by me.
So, what should we do now?
Me? I'm in no hurry to go anywhere. Quite happy just to chill for a while.
Yeah, me too.
So where's your tent? Is it far?
Miles away, up by the peeling fields.
Well, space in mine, if you like. Oh. Well, only if you want. It'll save you a walk.
More shampoo, I reckon.
Okay.
Ah, that's it. That's a way. Work up a nice lather.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah, why not?
Milking's one thing, but shampooing cows at 6:30 on a Monday morning. Must be all those nettles, but...
Nettles?
Yeah.
I'm not the one with the hangover.
Hangover? Me?
What time did you get to bed last night?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, no wonder if you was up in that bar till all hours.
No. That was Saturday night. Last night wasn't quite so bad.
Ruth was right.
Hello?
I know him, she says. He'll be up boozing after the night.
It's not true.
You reckon she's getting a bed done here?
All right. Let's get her in. Try then. All right, Brittany, we'll soon get you dry.
Ooh, there's some lovely cattle in here.
Yeah. Hey, look over there.
Yeah, some stiff competition. Well, I think she's going to be all right.
Oh, I hope so. Anyway, good to have some help, but thanks for getting up so early to be here.
I don't want to miss him. I want Brittany to look her back. I want us to win that prize.
Yeah.
You see, when we've done with her, she'll look a real beauty queen.
So, here we are.
Yeah.
Back to the sausages.
Back to the shop.
It's been great, though. Thanks.
For what?
Oh, you know, everything.
Thanks for letting me share your tent.
You're welcome. Anytime. Any plans for the rest of the week?
Nothing special. No.
So, do you fancy going out one night?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Great.
Oh, not tonight or tomorrow. I'm at the ball.
Oh.
But I'm free Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday at...
Oh. Well, that no good for you.
Yeah, it's this GM meeting on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have to go to that.
Well, we ought to, really.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
It might not go on that late. We could do something after.
Yeah. Okay. Say Wednesday and see how it pans out.
Okay.
And I might even pop into the ball tonight. Who knows?
To see Fallon?
Not if we can help it. Hope she doesn't give you a hard time.
Oh, I can handle that. And she's the loser, isn't she?
Is she?
Oh, yes.
She's all fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, after half an hour's blow drying from me and Bert.
Oi, Josh!
Josh, no, don't go in the store.
Here, Roger.
Hey, great to see you, love.
And you.
And me.
Yeah, and you too, Pipsqueak.
I won't ask about your night.
Oh, you know me, slept like a log. Everything okay at home?
Fine. I left Bill to put the cows out. He's going to stay around.
I saw a fox.
Did you?
Down by the orchard. I think it was after Grandma's hens.
Oh, well, maybe.
It's okay. It didn't get through the fence.
Bib saw it and chased it away.
Hey. Well, I don't mind the odd fox. It's those wretched badgers.
Well, you think he's going to win, Minka?
She looks so great. She's got to be in with a chance.
Yeah, of course she'll win.
Well, there are lots of other nice heifers here too.
Brittany's the best.
We'll see.
Yeah. So how's the time now?
Oh, it's still early. They won't be calling us for another hour or so yet.
So what would you like to do?
Oh, there's some lovely stock here. Nice to talk to some of the other breeders.
Oh, okay then.
I know you've had your chance already, but...
Well, if we can keep the kids happy.
Ben's okay in the buggy.
You okay then, Josh?
I think he might need,
Josh!
Come on, Pet, they've only just got here.
And he's been hopping up and down.
Didn't he go before you left?
Of course. Where is it?
Well, it's quite a walk.
Okay, you stay here. I'll take him.
What about the cucumbers?
How many do you need?
Whatever you've got.
Well, I can probably find you a few.
Okay.
We've got as many letters as you like. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just a bit, you know.
Hiya, how's Trix?
Oh. So he hasn't gone off with the travellers?
Not me. I've got a business to run. Hi, Helen.
Hiya.
How was it? Did you drop out and turn on?
Still stuck in that old time warp, eh, Dad?
Hey, watch it. Seriously, though, how'd you get on?
Yeah, it was great. Had a really good time.
And what about Ed Grundy? Did he behave himself?
Well,
I bet he sloped off on day one and that was the last you saw of him.
More or less.
I suppose you still had Fallon.
It all worked out fine, though I don't want to see a frying pan for a few days.
Is everything okay down at Sawyer's farm?
Yeah, all under control. I just nipped back to grab a sandwich.
Oh, you're going to be around later?
Yeah, I'll be back down to see Neil when he comes.
Okay.
Tom, don't forget about the carrots.
Yeah, okay. I'll see ya.
Right, well, that's about it, I'm afraid.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Tom, he thinks he's so hip. You ought to see my tape of Hendrix Live. Real breathtaking stuff. Sheer genius. These young kids now, they still worship him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, well, don't let Tom wind you up. He knows it's not your
kind. Honestly, Dad, I don't give a... It's just, I've got enough headaches and I don't need him.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll get this lot in the van.
That's great.
Hey, Helen, you doing anything tonight?
Why?
Why don't we nip down the pub when you're finished? I'll buy you a drink.
Nice thought, Dad, but...
Oh, and Greg too, if he's back.
No, he's been working late.
Oh, well, just the two of us, eh?
It's not fair. She should have won something.
I know, it's a shame.
Well, I think the judges are stupid.
No.
Hey, come on. Mustn't be a bad loser.
Just bad luck, that's all.
Right, here we go.
Uh-huh. Oh, and now look what Bert's got for
one
you.
One chocolate, one vanilla. Mind you don't drop it.
Josh, careful.
There. Now, what do you say?
Thanks.
Well, I hope it makes up for your disappointment.
Oh, always next year, eh, Bert?
Oh, I reckon it must have been a close thing.
I still think Brittany was best.
Yes, so do I, but we're not the judges.
Yeah, and you've had the day off school, eh, Pipsqueak?
Well, there's plenty more to see. I want to take a look at the Shire Otters.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Dude, I tell you what, why don't I take them over? And you can have a few minutes to yourself.
Would you really?
Yeah, if they're happy, I don't mind.
Oh, great, thanks.
We'll keep Ben. He's out for the count.
Right, come on then, you two. Let's go find some real horses.
We'll meet you there in what?
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah, right on.
Be good now. Stay with Bert.
Okay.
So, what do you fancy?
Oh, I'm easy. There's so much here. Let's just keep wandering, shall we?
Okay. You got the map?
Yeah. I want to pop into the NFU stand, see if we can find out a bit more about the cat reforms.
Yeah, well, hopefully, it'll be a bit less form-filling.
I'm sure we did the right thing going into Hereford's. Getting closer to the market, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I bet Brian's getting busy with his calculator, all those changes in arable support.
Yeah, just a single payment.
I imagine he'll be changing his cropping for next year, since he's going to get the money regardless.
He's bound to change, I suppose.
Still a lot to sort out there.
I'll see. David?
Yeah?
There's something I've got to tell you. I didn't want to mention it earlier.
What's wrong?
Nothing, I hope. We had a call from DEFRA.
What about?
We've had some TB reactors at Bank Farm. They want us to do a test as we're next door.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
We'll probably be fine. The woman said it's just routine.
Let's hope you're right. Could have done without theirs.
I know.
We're just about to sell our upmarket beef. The last thing we need is a TB reactor.
There you go.
Thanks.
Nice you've got Helen to come out for once.
Yeah, well, she seemed a bit down earlier.
Oh, yeah, so. She has been quite preoccupied.
I thought, change of scene, you know.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Fancy meeting you here.
Fancy.
Oh, if you're looking for Fallon, she was just going out when we got here.
Oh, no, no.
I brought Helen down. You going to join us?
No, thanks, Dad. I just want to have a word with Kirsty.
Okay. Maybe see you later.
Yeah. So.
So?
You got through the day without me?
Just about. How about you?
Oh, it was a struggle, but I'm all the better for seeing you.
And me, you.
Hello. Look at those two.
What? Oh.
What's going on? What about Fallon?
Don't ask me.
I can't keep up. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
So, how was the shop this afternoon?
Oh, yeah, it was fine, you know.
Is everything all right at home with you and Greg? Is that what's the matter? Now, come on, love. You've not been yourself, have you?
It's the same old thing with Michelle and the girls.
Ah, right. I did wonder.
It's not getting any better. In fact, it seems to be getting worse.
Has he been in touch with the girls? Emailing them?
I've not seen much evidence of it. And Sonia's still a real problem.
Oh?
Michelle keeps calling, wanting to speak to Greg about her. He won't even talk to her dad. He won't even answer the phone. So guess who's been fielding all those phone calls, making excuses, telling lies?
Well, why doesn't Greg want to talk to
her? I don't know. To be fair, he's so busy at the moment. He's always knackered when he gets home.
And the last thing he wants is...
I know. I suppose I can't blame him, really. And we're still getting on okay otherwise.
Well, that's what really matters.
But I can't pretend it's easy.
Of course, with Sonia being 14...
Well, I know it's a difficult age.
Yeah, well, it's true. If Michelle's got two stroppy teenage girls to handle, it's bound to cause a few problems.
It's not that simple, though, Dad.
Okay, but...
Greg's still caught up in it all, emotionally. Michelle's still got a hold over him.
I just had to come and show you this.
Oh, well, I do have to get lunch.
As a fellow craftswoman, I know you'll appreciate just how exciting it is. There.
Oh, lovely. Mm,
isn't it wonderful? I've just got back from my spinning class. It is just the most beautiful fibre imaginable.
Go on, you can touch it if you like.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. I wanted you to be the first to see Jennifer, as you were kind enough to lend me your spinning wheel.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to make use of it.
Well, I'm sure you got some nice wool from your Jacobs, but this is in quite a different league altogether.
Mm.
Of course, when you're producing such an exquisite fibre, you have to sacrifice quantity for the sake of quality.
Still, you've made a start.
Oh, yes.
Another few rolls like that and you should be able to start a new scarf.
I'm not going to wait for that. I'm going to knit something right away.
Oh? Knit what?
Well, well, I'm sure there's enough here to make something.
An egg cosy?
No, something a little more ambitious, I think.
Well, perhaps.
Right, I must get home and look at my patterns.
Oh, right. Oh, actually, Linda, before you go, I was looking at the village message board this morning.
Oh, all right, don't tell me.
And this chap who calls himself Foursquare.
Who's he being rude about this time?
Oh, well, it's Joe Grundy.
Yesterday it was my alarmist.
Mm. And Joe's been answering back, and it's getting very personal.
Hello, Jill.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Here, let me take that for you.
Oh, that's kind.
Oh, into the shed?
Yes, it's for the hens. I've just been to the mills.
Right. This'll be good practice for me, if I'm going to win that wife-carrying contest. Oh, I reckon I'll take a few of these feedbacks to match Clary.
Eddie!
You
You know he's trying to get me on a diet. The cheek of
it. Don't let him bully you.
Don't have to worry about that.
Right, there we go.
Are you looking for David?
No, no, we couldn't see you.
Oh.
Well, Eddie did, anyway.
Yeah, Phil said you was doing the ends.
I'm on my way back to work.
So?
I've come to offer you my services for the village fete.
What kind of services?
Ferret racing.
Oh.
Well, you know what a big hit it was last year.
Well, yes, it was.
So, as it's all in such a good cause, I'm willing to...
Yes, I see. The trouble is, it's not just up to me.
You're in charge, ain't you?
I'm only one of the committee.
I told him, they might not want it 2 years running.
It worked once, so why not again?
It's a bit late to arrange things now. But I'll certainly mention it at our next meeting.
Oh, fair enough.
I've got this wife carrying now. That's the big attraction.
So you're definitely going to enter.
Well... Oh, yeah? We've been practising. Here, I'll show you.
No, Eddie.
Now, this is what I call the full frontal position.
Oh, Eddie, no!
It's good for a quick dash riding over me.
Eddie, put me down!
Right. Well... I suppose for the long haul, a piggyback might be better.
No, you don't. Not now, no. I'm back off to work.
Either way, you'll have to lose a few pounds.
Mike, Larry.
Bye. And keep off that ice cream.
Eddie.
Oh, it's okay. She knows I'm only kidding.
Well, you know what the prize is, don't you?
Eh?
It's your wife's weight in beer.
Oh, so you mean...
Yes, you don't want her to be too slim.
Hello, what the...
Oh, my, the hens. Oh, no. Oh, one of my well summers.
Oh, the devil.
Feathers everywhere.
Yeah, took it under the fence, see?
Yes.
He'll be away across the fields now. Or she, more like.
You think it's a vixen?
Yeah, with hungry cubs to feed. Oh, they get bold as brass. They're locked in daylight.
Oh, how stupid of me. Pip said she saw one the other day.
You're lucky he was around. If she hadn't been disturbed, well.
Yes, I know. It's been a while now since I lost any. I suppose I've been getting complacent.
She won't stop at the one. She'll be back.
The orchard isn't fox-proof. That's the trouble.
You'll have to keep them shut in.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, put up a new fence to get into the ground.
I wonder if George has any ideas.
Oh, I'm asking, but...
I think he's at the Royal today. I suppose I could ask Greg.
Greg Turner?
He must get foxes after his birds.
You watch him. He's a moody beggar at the best of times. But lately he's been getting worse.
Oh?
Yeah. Like, I asked him if he was going in for the wife-carrying contest. He darn near bit me head off.
There you are. You see Foursquare again. He seems quite obsessed with Joe and Bartleby.
Horse-drawn vehicles belong in museums. Like it or not, this is the age of the motor car. Oh, please.
And there's Joe exercising his God-given right to drive his trap along the Queen's Highway.
Yes.
And here, look. There, about Bartleby's droppings.
Health hazard. Our street's like something out of the Middle Ages. Ugh.
He seems a terrible busybody.
Oh, I know. But I can't spend my whole time intervening. That's why I had to leave it unmoderated.
Foursquare. Wonder who he is.
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Oh?
People are allowed to use a nickname if they wish.
Joe doesn't. He uses his real name.
That's up to Joe. But if people want to use an alias, I'm afraid I can't reveal their true identity.
Not even to me.
No, not to anyone. It's a matter of principle, Jennifer.
Oh, come on. You know if you tell me it won't go any further.
Well, it just wouldn't be right.
Really?
It would be quite unethical. Oh, no, as message board host, I have a duty to preserve the confidentiality of our members. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Droppings. Droppings.
Where?
I'll give him droppings.
Expected anyone.
Square. Thinks he owns the old village.
What's he saying now?
Telling me Bartleby's droppings are a health hazard. That they spread all kinds of diseases.
Oh, that's silly.
And they're full of parasites.
Oh, dear.
I'd sooner have a bit of good honest muck than all them cars and petrol fumes.
Oh, some people will complain about anything.
And he ain't even got the nerve to come out and say it under his own name. He's got to hide behind an alias.
I wonder who it is.
Oh, somebody with the new houses. One of these incomers.
Oh, you think so?
If they don't like a bit of muck, they shall push off back to the town.
Oh, now calm down, Joe. Mm. There's no use getting worked up about
worked
it.
Worked up? Of course I'm worked
up. It ain't good for you, love. Sticks and stones.
Oh, I'll give him sticks and stones. Hello.
Watcha.
You got that tea ready, love?
Yeah, all right. Give us a chance.
Oh, I've been stuck in the barn all afternoon. Rubbing down those nymphs and shepherdesses.
Oh, yeah.
Hungry world. I'll give him droppings.
Has Edward been with you?
No, oh, I went off about an hour ago. Got to meet Fallon in Borchester.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been texting him too.
How come they're so friendly all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, from what Edward's told me.
Yeah?
It all happened at Glastonbury. She dumped Tom Archer. I went off with him instead.
No.
Yeah.
And Tom was that cut up about it, he went after her and was practically begging her to come back again.
Oh, Tom looked quite happy when I saw him yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the bowl chatting up Kirsty.
Oh.
He seemed to be getting on very well again.
Yeah, well, that's kids for you.
Look, if you want to hurry things up, you could set the table.
Smells good. What is it?
Robin.
Chicken pie.
Oh, great.
I won't be joining you. I'm going down to the bowl.
Hey, you can't go to work without any tea.
If I get hungry, I'll have a snack down there.
Oh, come on,
no. And your salad.
Salad? You got to keep your strength up. Oh, it ain't good to go without a proper meal.
Eddie, only this morning you was telling me I should go on a diet.
I was only kidding. I like you the way you are.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
How come you changed your tune so sudden?
No reason.
He found out what the prize is.
Eh?
We can still win that contest. I'll just have to get into training.
No, it's no good. I can't take no more.
Hey,
Joe?
I can't sit here and let him carry on with his slanders.
Oh.
Joe, what about your tea?
Keep it warm for me, Clary. I'm going over the road. I'm going to pay a visit.
Hello?
Jill, evening.
Still busy?
I'll be out there for a while, yes.
I shan't disturb you for long. I wondered if I could ask your advice.
Oh?
About foxes. I lost one of my hens this afternoon.
Just the one?
Yes. Luckily, I was there in time to save the rest, but I'm sure it'll be back again.
More than likely.
I don't want to have to keep them shut in all summer, but I'm not sure what else I can do.
You could get someone to wait around with a shotgun.
No one's got the time for that.
Sorry, that's about all I can suggest.
You've no gamekeeper's tips. I mean, how do you keep them away from your birds?
I keep my poults penned up behind 6 foot of netting with a double electric wire around the bottom.
Yes, I see.
And if I see a fox, I shoot it. And to think they're trying to ban hunting.
Greg, you know my views on that. I think hunting's cruel.
Well, you're in a minority in Ambridge.
Maybe. But there's a lot of people in the country who agree with me. So you think it's worth trying some electric netting?
Hell.
Well, thanks anyway. I can see you're busy. I'll let you get on.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, bye. Yes? Oh. So what was it this time? Okay. No, I shan't be back for a while. Tell her not to bother. What? Say I'll call her back tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. See ya. Damn.
10, 11, 12, 13.
Ah!
1, 2...
You're the one I'm looking for.
Joe, you have made me lose count.
Oh, well, I'm surprised you got the time to sit out here knitting.
I beg your pardon. It's the first time I've sat down all day.
Oh, well.
And this isn't any old knitting. This is my llama fibre, you see?
Yeah, well, you ought to be inside on that computer.
Oh, dear. I think I can guess what this is about.
Foursquare. You seen what he's been saying about me and Bartleby?
Now, look, Joe,
he's been filling that message board with lies and slanders and innuendos.
He has said some rather harsh things, I know.
Harsh? Downright vindicative.
I may not happen to agree with his views, but the whole point of an open message board is that members are free to express their opinions on any topic.
I know that.
And if you disagree, then you should take the opportunity to go on there and say so.
Oh, don't you worry, missus. You'll soon find out what I think of him.
Well, there you are, then. I really don't see why you've come here complaining to me. One,
I'll tell
two,
you why.
Three.
Four square.
Oh.
I want to know who he is.
I see.
If he's got something to say to me, then he can come out and say it face to face. All I want is for you to tell me his name.
Sorry, I can't. I can't possibly do that, I'm afraid.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, there are strict rules of confidentiality. I'm not allowed to break them.
But if he insults me, how can I answer back?
You'll have to do it through the message board, Joe, like everyone else.
But I can't argue when I don't even know who I'm arguing with, can I?
I'm sorry, those are the rules.
But that ain't fair.
It's no good, Joe. I can't tell you. My lips are sealed.
Electric netting?
To try and keep the fox out. Neil thought he might have a spare roll up at Willow Farm.
Oh.
But he's not at home. Do you know where he is?
Well, no. I mean, he could be down at Bridge Farm.
Right.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen him since breakfast. I only just got back from Borchester Green.
Oh, of course. Your job interview. Betty said it was today.
School secretary. It's a great job.
How did it go?
I don't know. Well, not too bad, I suppose.
Good.
Yeah, but... Well, I'm not sure about the IT.
Well, you know all about that, don't you?
They use different applications.
And there was this other girl there, you know, being interviewed. She can't have been more than 25, and she had proper IT qualifications.
Oh.
I mean, way more than I can offer.
Is that really so important?
Well,
you've got lots of office experience, and you've still got Christopher at the school.
We'll have to see.
Hey!
Hello!
Guess what I've just seen?
What?
I just came by Tony's Carrots, and guess who was on the lazy weeder being towed behind the tractor? Tom and Kirsty.
Well, so what if they were?
Well, from what I could see, there wasn't much weeding being done.
Oh?
Well, we don't listen to such tittle-tattle, do we, Susan? Oh,
these men, they're terrible, aren't they?
Oh, well, I just thought you'd be interested.
Oh, David, are you coming to the GM meeting tonight at the Village Hall?
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Good. I'll see you later, then.
OK. See you.
Bye. Oh, Tom and Kirsty again.
Yeah. So, you'll be coming to the meeting tonight, will you, Susan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an important issue. We should all have a chance to discuss it.
We're meant to try and summarise people's thoughts on a CD-ROM.
Right.
You spoke the last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
When they had the trial at Home Farm?
I really couldn't see what all the fuss was about. And I still feel the same way now. The whistle!
That was your side.
No, yours by a mile.
Oh, it's too late now.
How useless are you?
You keep breaking my concentration.
Oh, you're such a prima donna. Oh, Tom, that's not fair.
Shh, Beryl's watching this.
Hi, Beryl.
She's already jealous because we got to ride on the lazy weeder.
Oh, help, I'm so scared.
Yeah, you should be. Come on, we better try and look like we're doing it properly.
Well, you're the one who's messing around.
On this? Chance would be a fine thing.
We'll have plenty of time for that later.
So what about this meeting? You still think we should go?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I still reckon it could be a waste of time.
If everyone else goes and we don't.
I mean, the whole charade. GM crops, the people decide. Don't you think it's just all a big PR exercise?
At least they're trying to get people involved.
Yeah, but what does it mean? They'll have all these meetings and responses and focus groups, and then they'll just go ahead and legalise GMs anyway.
You don't know that.
God, you know they will.
But if we don't even bother to turn up...
Yeah, I suppose so.
Not going soft, are you?
Me? No way.
So you'd still go out there and trash crops? Risk being arrested?
Yeah.
What if they stuck a GM crop near this place?
Yeah, of course. Being there like a shot, waving my billhook with the best of them.
So, got to speak up for the cause then, haven't we?
Yeah, it's just... I mean, it's your only night off this week.
Sorry, you're not coming out with me unless we go to the meeting.
Okay, then.
What?
When you get all fired up like that, it really does something to me.
Oh, yeah?
Come here.
Don!
You watching, Meryl? hello! Excuse me. Hi, Dad.
I hate to interrupt, but you're here for the weeds, remember?
If you find yourself a seat, we shall be starting in a few minutes.
It's filling up fast.
Yes, it's promising to be a good turnout.
I'd better just wait here for Neil.
Oh, Susan. Hmm? Well, I've got a moment. You must let me show you this.
Oh?
There.
Oh.
It is rather special, isn't it? I knitted it from my very first batch of llama fibre.
Oh, right. Yeah, there. It does look... very nice.
Mm, I am rather proud of it. There, I say it myself.
Not too late, are we?
No, there are still a few chairs left.
I'll go and keep one for Neil.
Yes, all right, Susan.
Yeah, Linda, I was looking at your message board last night.
Yes, go on.
So, tell me, who is this Foursquare?
Did Joe Grundy put you up to this?
Joe? Well, I'm just curious. He's complained about my cows blocking the lanes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just can't tell you.
Funny how the men always sit at the back, isn't it?
Now that you mention it.
Come on, Tom, let's sit at the front.
Yeah, OK.
I reckon it must be a hangover from school. So Sir asks someone else all the questions.
Ruth not coming?
No. She's had a long day. She's putting the kids to bed.
Don't sound too perky yourself.
Was back at the Royal last night, enjoying the luxury of the stockman's quarters. Plus, we've got a problem at home. We've got to have the herd TB tested. You know they've had an outbreak at Bank Farm.
Yes, I did hear something.
Well, I'm hoping we'll be OK, but... You never know, do you?
Yeah, that is a worry.
Oh, well, I can forget all about it for tonight, anyway.
I think we're in for quite a lively session.
Yeah, probably.
Not just your farmers, plenty of ordinary citizens here, too.
Yeah. So, you're the spokesman for Home Farm?
Well, no, not really. Not if you mean for Brian.
OK.
My views aren't necessarily those of the management.
Yeah. So, does that hold true for the harvest as well?
Ah, yes, the harvest.
Well, it's creeping up on us fast. Ruth and I are getting just a little bit anxious.
You mean after the potatoes?
Well, you can see why. You think you'll be organised and ready to go when the time comes?
Oh, yes, no problem.
Well, hope so. We've got enough to worry about at the moment.
Right. Hello, good evening.
That's all under control.
Thank you all for coming. I'm sure we're in for a very interesting discussion about the pros and cons of genetically modified crops. We're going to start off by showing you a video. And after that, you'll have a chance to respond to some of the issues raised on a CD-ROM.
I think we all have to accept that the science has moved on over the last few years. And we're now more sure about both the risks and the benefits. And all the trials here and abroad don't seem to have caused the huge ecological disaster that some people were predicting.
Not yet.
Yeah, Tom's right.
Overall, I think that the obvious benefits far outweigh any possible risks. And surely, anything that increases yields and reduces the use of pesticides has got to be a good thing. And, well, that's about it, really.
Thank you, David. Yes, Susan.
Well, I quite agree with David. I may not be a scientist, but I can't see the difference between genetically modified plants and plants that have been crossbred in the ordinary world.
What?
No. I mean, if we hadn't bred and altered plants to suit us throughout history, we'd still be eating grass.
Look, can I just say...
No, just a minute, Tom.
And as someone with a family to feed, I'm all in favour of anything that puts cheaper and better quality food on the shelves.
Please, can I just make a few points here?
Yes, all right.
Well, first of all, there's a huge difference between what Susan calls crossbreeding through fertilisation and the techniques used in genetic modification. With GMs, they're yanking DNA straight out of one species and sticking it straight into another over the course of a single generation.
Yeah.
And then these artificially modified genes are released into the environment where they can cross into wild species with quite unpredictable consequences.
Hear, hear! We'd soon have our countryside taken over by horrific mutations.
Yeah. Linda?
Well, these scientists tell us it's all so safe, but look what happened to Dolly the sheep.
Dolly the sheep?
Oh, oh rubbish.
You may well laugh, but that poor creature had her life cut short by disease. In my view, no good ever comes of trying to tamper with nature.
Oh, that's it. Come on, we're out of here. What did I tell you? A complete madhouse.
We should have stayed.
Oh, come on. You think they gave a toss about horizontal gene transfer?
Some of them did.
No.
So, what do you do now, then?
Anything. It's summer. The night is young.
Yeah.
I mean, Ed and Fallon spent all of Glastonbury out of their tiny little minds. Why should they have all the fun?
Something as simple as GM pest-resistant cotton has led to big increases in yields, benefiting some of the poorest farmers in the third world. And there's still much more that GM crops could do for the poor. When subsistence crops fail, people die from starvation, something we can easily forget. All a diseased crop means to us is a dent in our profits.
Yeah, yeah.
And just one example. There's a serious epidemic of brown streak virus in Mozambique that's decimating the cassava crop. GM techniques could soon lead to a virus-resistant cassava. Children that might have died could survive to lead healthy lives.
Yeah. Well said. Thank you, Adam.
Can I make a few points here?
Yes, Tony.
Well, first of all, the GM companies aren't just in business to save lives. They want to make a profit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that Adam knows about the Terminator gene. Some GM crops were deliberately made infertile so that the same poor farmers had to buy new seed every season.
Right.
Yeah, but the main reason I'm here is to speak up on behalf of organic farmers. Yeah, people like myself, we're struggling to produce high-quality food without the use of any artificial inputs. We don't need any help from the GM companies. Yeah, but if my crops were contaminated by a GM crop down the road, well, it could put me out of business.
Okay, legs over my shoulders. Yes, okay, there we go.
No!
Yes, hey, this is great.
Oh, no, I'm dizzy. Don't stop.
Oh, I can't. Okay, let's try the fireman's shift.
What?
Lift. Fireman's lift.
I can't. My arms are
kind of
funny.
Come on, right. Look into my eyes. You feel no pain.
Oh, stop it. Oh, no, that's weird.
Well.
Oh, hi, Dad. What are you doing here?
Me? I've come to check on the cows.
Oh, cows. Yeah.
And thanks for going off and leaving me to try and save our livelihood.
Sorry,
David.
Yeah, we're really sorry, Dad.
Oh, yeah. You both sound very repentant. What are you up to anyway? No, don't tell me.
We're practicing.
What?
For the wife cow.
The wife carrying thing.
The contest.
Oh, so you and Kirsty?
Yeah.
But he's no good.
Oh, aren't I?
He keeps falling over.
Well, there's a surprise.
Honestly, Dad, I'm really sorry about the meeting. Just me and Kirsty. Kirsty.
Yes, yes, okay. Forget it.
George is aiming to prove his skill as a marksman.
Here he is, a marksman extraordinaire.
Afternoon.
OK, George.
I've got my sights all zeroed in and ready to go.
Excellent.
You all set, Adam?
Yep, Alistair's seen the calves and put his mark on the certificate.
Okay, then.
I've got the tractor with the bale spike. If we take that into the field, then we can lift the carcasses and bring them straight back.
Sounds good to me.
So, quite a big day. Our first two deer through the new larder. Yeah, my big chance to learn the fine arts of skinning and gutting.
Oh, it's not so difficult. You'll soon pick it up.
So you keep telling me.
Well, it's all in a day's work for you, eh, George?
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly. Though I have done a few in my time.
Mr. Aldridge.
Craig, hello.
Afternoon. George, Adam.
Hi, Greg.
They're just off to shoot a couple of deer.
OK. Well, don't let me hold you up. Right, George?
Aye.
I'll see you later.
It shouldn't take long. We'll be back up in half an hour or so.
OK. Ah, great. Not good news, I'm afraid. Somebody came up last night and stole some of my gear.
Stole?
Oh, the big chainsaw and the brush cutter.
Oh, no.
And some odd tools.
Oh. Well, have you told the police?
Oh, yeah, I reported it straight away.
Well, when did you notice they were gone?
Pretty much first thing this morning.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Why wait until now?
You were out all morning.
Yes, but you could have... Have the police been up?
The sergeant from Borchester. Wasn't too hopeful.
No clues at all?
He says there's been a few thefts locally. Mostly tools and equipment from outbuildings.
Well, how did they get into the shed? Did they break the padlock?
They weren't in the shed.
So, where were they?
I'd been using them down my lip pens. I left them locked up in the Land Rover.
The Land Rover?
It was parked right outside the house.
Well, yes, but, Greg, that was asking for them to get stolen.
I was laid in last night, and I was taking them straight back out this morning. It was hardly worth putting them in the shed.
Oh, well, it's too late now. Did they damage the Land Rover?
I forced the back doors. I've tied them up for now.
I suppose we're lucky they didn't take that as well.
Well, just the tools. And it is all covered by the insurance.
Yes, but it's not going to help our premiums. I wish you'd been more careful.
There, fourth from the right.
Oh, I've got him.
Think you can get a clear shot?
Oh, if he comes round a bit. Aye, that's it. That's perfect.
Okay.
Here goes.
Nice shot. Well done.
Well, that's one down.
Look at them. They hardly even stop feeding.
Doesn't seem to bother them at all.
Makes it easier for us.
Okay, let's go for number two.
I felt bad enough already. He really hacked me off.
You didn't have a row?
No. I bit my tongue while he lectured me on my careless attitude towards security.
Oh, it was all you needed.
Powerful, of course. I knew that's exactly what he'd say.
No, it doesn't make it any better, though.
The worst of it is, he had a point. It was stupid of me to leave the stuff in the Land Rover.
You've done it before, often enough.
Still not clever, though. Too much temptation. All we had to do was leave at the back door.
Well, I'm still surprised we didn't hear anything.
Oh, I was so tired last night.
You'd have heard a car, though, shortly. Whoever it was must have walked up to the house.
Stuff's gone, anyway. And I'll have to bill Brian Aldridge for the replacements.
Well, hadn't you better wait for the insurance?
Oh, can't do it without a chainsaw. I was going to use it this afternoon.
There. Well, you kept telling me the guide was worn or whatever. Well, now you can get a brand new one.
Look on the bright side, eh?
And it's true.
Okay, Pollyanna.
Well, we've both been working so hard. We mustn't let ourselves be ground down by it all.
On a day like
this. Oh, forget about it now. Life's not just about work and chainsaws.
If you say so.
I do. So, what time will you be home?
It's only too late.
Sweet. Well, I'll get her something really nice for supper. Steak?
Yeah, if you like.
And a nice bottle of wine.
What are we celebrating?
Who needs a reason?
Okay, why not?
I've had Kirsty mooning about all day with a big smile on her face.
So her and Tom.
Oh, yep, they're definitely an item again. Serious case of love.
Nice one.
Well, it's done wonders for Tom's attitude anyway. He's actually been quite pleasant to me.
Oh?
Yeah. And according to Mum, they bunked off the meeting last night. Came home both out of their heads, giggling like a couple of teenagers.
You almost sound envious.
Well, there is something to be said for all this romance. It's quite sweet, really.
Sentimental nonsense.
Hey!
So, you think you're not getting your share, is that it?
Well, there's no reason why they should have all the fun, is there?
That's it. Keep the knife flat so you don't nick the meat.
OK.
I'm afraid there's no simple way to do it, and if there is, I haven't found it.
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, you're doing fine.
I once saw a bushman skinning an impala.
Oh, yeah.
He made it look so easy.
Now, come on, keep at it. Nearly there. Good. Well done. Stick it in the tub with the rest.
That seems a waste. Shouldn't we be curing this and making moccasins?
Well, you can if you like.
Maybe next time. there.
Oh. You fancy a break before we start on the guts? Well, no rush. We're doing very well.
OK.
You must have seen a few of those goats being butchered when you were out in Kenya.
Well, I didn't have much to do with that side of the business.
Oh, right.
But nothing goes to waste out there.
No, I bet. Working in a place like that, it must give you a whole different take on life.
Maybe. I try not to go on about it too much.
No, what's that?
Well, if I'm not careful, I see people's eyes start to glaze
over. Oh, no. I mean, what you said last night at the meeting, I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, yes?
It's true. Oh, well, we do forget how farming's a matter of life or death to so many people.
No, Tony made a good case, too.
Oh, you can see his point of view, of course.
Or anyone who's in organics, but I think they're in for an uphill fight.
Well, you reckon?
A few relatively small producers up against multinationals?
Yeah, well, maybe. Right, then. Let's see. Oh,
you OK?
I'm fine. My shoulder plays me up sometimes. Maybe a touch of arthritis.
Right.
Still, it's a good excuse to get me up off the wife-carrying contest.
So, you're...
I'm not saying I couldn't still do it, mine, but I reckon it might be tempting fate.
I haven't heard Brian offering to carry him up.
Hey, Bert's been threatening to take Frieda.
Now,
she's given him very short shrift, you can imagine.
Well beneath her dignity.
And what about yourself? You're going to have a bash?
Well, me? No.
Who will? Oh, you don't have to be married. I'm sure you'd find a volunteer.
Hello. Well,
Oh, hi, Mum.
It's all right. Won't come in. How are you doing, then?
Okay, I think.
He's learning fast.
Oh, that's good. I've had a call from the meat inspector.
Ah, right.
And he says he'll be here in about an hour to inspect the carcasses.
Okay, that's fine. We've got them both skinned.
Oh, yes, yeah, so I see.
We'd better get on with the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to put the pluck to one side so we can see that, too.
You think we should fry them or grill them?
Nice couple of steaks.
Yeah, best quality organic.
Why don't we get the barbecue out?
Are you offering?
We've got plenty of charcoal.
Okay, great.
You got some veg?
Yep, broad beans and new potatoes.
Brilliant. Only take me half an hour to get it going.
There's no rush, is there? Unless you're starving.
Not especially.
Okay, well, you open this and I'll get the glasses.
Hey, if we've got a few minutes, I wouldn't mind catching up with the tennis.
Oh, I'm not even sure who got through.
Ah.
But we can watch if you like.
Or maybe we'll just sit and talk.
It wouldn't hurt, just for a change.
Okay, hint taken.
Well, it's the first evening all week I've had you home so early.
It was Monday.
Okay, apart from Monday, and then you went back out again after supper.
Well, someone had to check the heater on the young birds.
I know, all right, it's not your fault. But we ought to make the most of the times we do have. Well?
You get it.
Greg, you know who it is.
It might not be.
Come on, you answer it. You've got to speak to her sometime.
Great timing. You can rely on Michelle.
All you've got to do is talk to her.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear what a useless father I am and how everything that's wrong with her life is my fault. I'm sorry, love. It'll be Sonia this, Sonia that. How can I be so irresponsible? If we just ignore her, she might give up and give me a break.
No, it won't go away, Greg. You can't keep running away from it all.
I'm not.
You are! You have to face up to her sometime.
So I'll give her a call at the weekend. Oh, come on. Relax. Have some wine. Don't let it spoil the evening.
Have you promised to try and sort this out?
I will, when I'm ready. Damn! Right, I'm off.
Greg, where are you?
I'm going to light a barbecue.
Greg, no, you can't just... Oh, hell! Hello? Oh, hi, Michelle. No, he's not back yet. No, I don't... Can I take a message?
All done. I've hung the carcasses and the children.
Ah, excellent.
No problems from the inspector. He gave us the all clear.
Did you settle with George before he went?
Yeah, I gave him the cash.
Hello!
Hello, darling.
So, what do you think of our new apprentice butcher, then?
Very impressed. These colonial types can turn their hand to anything.
Well, I could see George was impressed as well.
I'm sure.
What did he say? It was, he's not afraid to roll up his sleeves and buckle down to it.
Well, it's not one of the most pleasant jobs to take on.
That was the easy bit.
Easy?
Now we've got to try and sell the stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you can handle the marketing.
Well, it's great to have made a start, anyway. I feel as if we're really getting somewhere at last.
After all your hard work.
Yes, well done, you. Yeah, this could be the start of great things to come.
Why don't we go in and open a nice bottle of wine?
Unless you'd rather go down to the pub. I'll buy.
Well, I'd love to, but it's Nets tonight. I'll have to go in and change.
Oh?
Yeah, they postponed it from last night because of the meeting.
Couldn't you give it a miss just for once?
Well,
no, Jenny, no, we mustn't tempt him. We want him to keep up his match-winning form.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
I'll take you up on that drink another time, Brian.
All right. And let's see if you can hit another 100 on Sunday. Make it a hat-trick.
Oh, well, it'd be nice, but...
Come on, you can do it. Your fan club there to cheer you on.
He's only teasing you, darling.
No, I'm not. I'm deadly serious.
Okay.
You I'll... go for that century. You can't let your fans down.
Greg's days got off to a bad start.
Biscuits.
Oh, right.
And an apple in there, too.
Oh, thanks, love.
I can't have you going to work on an empty stomach.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, I can just grab something at the shop.
Okay. Now, how we both might just sleep through that alarm.
Well, if you go on working till 10:30 every night.
I didn't even have that excuse last night.
No. But it's all bound to catch up with you sometime.
Maybe.
Well, you better get down to the pens.
Love, I'm sorry about...
I know.
Yeah, I will call her the weekend, I promise.
Greg.
I'll call her. I'll sort it out.
All right. Because if the phone rings tonight, I'm not answering it.
No, and I shan't ask you to.
Oh. Go on, off you go.
No.
Ryan?
This time of the morning, what do you want now?
I don't want to get held up. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, lunch, 12:30 in the Bull, don't forget.
Yeah, see you then.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Aldridge.
Hi, Brian, mustache.
Yes, bye.
You're bright and early.
I've been down to the rearing pens. I thought you'd be there by now.
I'm just on my way.
No one have been down there at all, Greg. I mean, what's happened to William?
He's off this morning.
Well, you realise the young poults were still shut in under the heaters?
Yeah, I meant to go down earlier. I overslept.
Overslept?
Yeah, we both did. We missed breakfast.
Greg, it's gone 7:00. They should have been let out first thing.
I know that.
I had to do it myself. It's not good for them to be left inside. They'll overheat, get excited. There'll be all sorts of trouble. Now, it should be part of your routine.
And you think I don't know that?
Well, if you knew it was William's morning off...
Those birds are always let out early. This is the first time ever.
You're quite sure about that?
Are you saying you don't believe me?
Well, the one morning I happened to come down here early...
Mr. Aldridge, I've been out working till dark most nights this week. This morning I was so knackered I didn't wake up.
Hey, now, just a minute.
I know how to look after the birds. I don't need you to come here and tell me how to do my job.
What?
Treat me as if I don't do the first thing.
Greg.
I put everything into my work, and I can't do any more. And if that's not good enough for you...
No, whoa, look, I think you've said quite enough, don't you?
Right. If there's nothing else...
Now, wait. You may feel hard done by, but that's not how you talk to me about it. I try to keep my temper, and I expect the same from you. Is that clear? Oh, and you better take this.
What?
The insurance claim form for those tools that were stolen. Fill it in and get it back to me as soon as you can.
You think the fox is still around? I haven't seen it. But I can certainly smell it when I come down in the mornings.
So you've been looking not to lose another hen?
I've been careful. I've only been letting them out for a few hours in the afternoon.
So Pip's been telling me.
I feel a bit sorry for them in this weather, but...
Better than being eaten.
Yeah. Anyway, if this netting works...
Well, you might not agree with this, but I'd sooner it was a fox hanging around here than a badger.
Because of the TB.
Yeah, we're having to be tested next week.
Morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Mind you, Max. Miss Weezer, turn...
Oh, don't strain yourself.
I hope you don't mean to, neither.
Tractor battery.
Ain't that new, but it still holds a decent charge.
That's really kind.
For the fencer.
All ready to go. Charged it up for you last night.
Thanks so much.
Oh, no trouble.
Just one you had lying around.
He's got a whole stack of them up the barn. Don't know where they come from, but I don't ask.
So, what do you think of my electric fence?
Is this what you got from Neil Carter?
Pig netting.
Yeah.
Just a spare all you had. Some of the posts are missing, but...
Well, if that's the best you've got.
All our netting is out with the ewes.
It should keep a fox out, don't you think?
Maybe.
You don't sound too sure.
Depends how hungry the fox is.
He's not going to walk through that, surely. Not when it's powered up.
He might try and jump over.
No, that's a decent height.
I wish it was a bit higher.
It might keep the fox out, but will it keep the ends in?
Oh, I should think so.
Got their wings clipped?
No, but they're also fat and lazy.
Well, if you're happy.
I'll risk it. I don't want to keep them shut in anymore.
Want me to connect this up?
Would you mind?
No.
I'm getting behind. I've got a fake committee meeting later.
You know Kenton's opened a book on the wife carrier.
Has he?
Somebody told
him. Well, it won't work. All the money will be on the biggest bloke, the skinniest wife.
That's true.
Well, maybe the thin wife should be handicapped.
Yeah, either way.
Oh, I don't want to have to do that. It'd get far too complicated.
Okay, pet. You're getting hungry.
You better take him in.
Well, if you're okay now...
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks for your help.
Come on then, Ben. And maybe see you later.
Yes, all right.
There, you want to turn it on?
Yeah. There we are.
That's a good tick. We ought to try the fence.
Oh, I hate touching the wire.
Ah, well, you want to get a blade of grass, you see? There, then you just rest it on the thing. Ow!
Oh, Joe!
Yeah, well, working all right.
Good. And thanks very much for bringing the battery.
Yeah, well, I'll be on my way then. I'm taking Bart over to Lower Loxley after dinner.
For the country fair?
Yeah. And I don't care how much he pollutes the lanes with his droppings.
Oh, you mean...
Have you seen what the so-called Foursquare's been saying about us on the message board?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Phil and I were wondering who he was.
Linda Snell knows, but she won't tell me.
I know.
But as you see, he can't hide forever. I'll smoke him out somehow.
I know you'll say it was stupid of me. I should have kept my cool.
Okay, well, it happened.
He pushed me too far this time. I just saw Rare. I couldn't hold back.
I'm not saying you're to blame.
Thursday has a go at me here with a robbery, you know this.
Don't let him get you, love. It's just Brian. He was in the wrong. So maybe you overreacted, but...
There, you think I blew it?
No! I'd have probably done the same thing. Well, anyway...
You weren't there. I'm not kidding. I almost told him he could go and stuff the whole job.
You didn't.
Just as well.
And he hasn't sacked you either. Has he?
No.
Well, then.
True. Let's look on the bright side.
Well, and how often do we get to have lunch together? You've got me at a nice, cosy table in the corner.
You're right. I'm a lucky man. I should count my blessings.
Now and again wouldn't hurt.
So, let's see.
Apart from having me, of course.
There is that, I suppose.
He could be stuck behind a desk somewhere doing some dead-end job.
True.
Going home to a lonely bedsit at night. Living off fast food. Chatting to other sad cases on the net.
Don't stretch it too far.
There are plenty of people who live like that.
You're almost making me feel guilty. Spoiled and pampered.
Good. That's progress.
I am lucky, though. And I know it. I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh, no.
Hey, it won't be her. Not at this time. On your mobile.
No.
Into the loo. You answer it.
I'm sure you'll appreciate, Jill, that as the host, I have a duty to be strictly neutral, and I can't pretend it's always easy.
I'm sure.
But I refuse to be intimidated. If I want to walk them over the green...
They are such beautiful creatures.
Yes, you are, aren't you, Wolfie? Go on, Jill. Stroke him. He won't mind.
Right. There. You do have a lovely face, don't you?
Oh, wait. If you hold him for a moment.
Oh.
Go on, just take the lead rope.
Right.
That's it. Now, there's something here I must show you. There.
Oh,
from my first batch of fibre. I meant to show you at the meeting, but there wasn't time. What do you think?
Yes, it's very,
Robert's been so rude about it. You know what he said?
What?
If I knitted five more, we could have a set of table mats.
Mats?
Right. When anyone can see, it's a perfect saucepan holder.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Just decorative. It's very useful, too.
I can see. Yes.
There. Well, I'll take him back now. Thank you. I ought to be getting home. I'm going to the country fair at Lower Loxley.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, I've got the afternoon off specially.
Well, I might see you there later.
It says on the programme that there's going to be a bodging demonstration.
Oh.
Something to do with woodwork, apparently. I'll be interested to see.
Yes.
And there's a willow furniture stall, too. I might get something for the conservatory. I could always get Robert to pick it up later.
You're biking over?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I must support Nigel, now that he's followed my example and become such a cycling aficionado.
He says the bike hire is doing very well.
And, you know, I did wonder if I might have my own exhibit there next year.
Really?
Well, I could have a display all about llamas and perhaps do a spinning demonstration. I'm sure people would find it quite fascinating.
Yes, I'm sure.
Anyway, I really must...
Oh, Joe's on his way there now by the look of it.
Yes, but what's that on the side of his trap?
A notice.
Oh.
I can't quite see what...
Oh, that's quite absurd. Joe, wait.
Whoa, there's... afternoon, missus. Anybody want a lift to Lower Loxley?
No, thank you.
Room for you, don't know about the llamas.
Joe, what's that on the side of your trap?
Eh?
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, you mean the notice?
Four square, come out and be a man.
Oh, really?
There's one on the other side that says four legs, not four wheels.
This is going too far.
Well, if you won't tell me his name...
This whole argument's getting quite out of hand and you're only making it worse.
No, I ain't. I'm using psychology.
You call that psychology?
I'm going to shame him into coming out and settling this man to man.
Oh, or woman.
Eh?
Well, it could just as well be
a
woman.
It doesn't matter which sex. It makes no difference at all.
You're telling me four squares a woman?
I'm not telling you anything, Joe.
Well, I ain't got no choice, have I? If I can't persuade him or her, I'll have to shame him instead.
Here, go to the menu. Jolene says the meatballs are good. Right?
It was, Michelle.
What? What is it this time?
Sonia.
Oh, that is so unfair. What a time to choose.
No, this wasn't her usual stroppiness.
Has she been drinking again?
No, this is more serious.
No, oh, everything's serious with her.
No. This is important.
Why? What's happened?
Sonia went out last night. She hasn't come home.
Oh, no. Does she know where she went?
No, Michelle is in a real state. She hasn't the faintest idea where Sonia is. She isn't with any of her friends.
Okay, but what does Michelle expect you to do?
She wants me to go over there now.
What?
She wants me to go back to France.
Well, it seems there are a few potholes on that particular path of true love. The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.